I've noticed that's missing for a lot of you is the willingness and the ability to actually envision yourself where you want to be in a year from now. Guys, if you are not willing to do that, that is thought work galore that needs to get done. And doing a vision board really helps you kind of bust through some of that crap. One of the reasons I really wanted this program in the tribe, especially this time of year, is because like last year we did the, remember I sent everybody a letter and we did, you know, the year of us or something like that. This year I wanted to give everybody this visual and force you into really thinking about who you want to be in a year. Because it's like, if you tell me, I don't want to do that, then I automatically know you don't believe in it yet. I automatically know that you're scared that if you think it and you let yourself down, that that's going to be terrible. It's like, no. If you let yourself down, you get to learn from that. And that's the flip we have to start making. We have to start letting go of being afraid to see the future. Like, I have a whole pagey of notes. Number one, if you know you are going to fail, why would you even do it? Does anybody have a good answer for why would you do something that you absolutely know you're going to fail at?
To prove yourself right sometimes.
To prove yourself wrong. Not
well,
right.
Wrong, yeah. But sometimes
but right
you
that
do
you're
it.
Gonna fail.
Right.
Oh yes.
Like
I knew
I was
gonna
fail.
Prophecy,
so, yeah. You know, just yeah. to keep yourself down.
Well, and here's the thing that I think a lot of us forget about is that when we, like, it doesn't matter whether or not you're going to get there or whether or not you're going to fail. Like, none of that is the real relevant piece. It's like, are you willing to do it anyway? Like, before you believe in it, before you like it, before it's sexy, before it's like, oh, I'm so motivated and I have all this momentum. Like, are you willing to just start envisioning that person? Are you willing to start acting like that person? Are you willing to start doing the things that are required to get there? And just leave the rest of that shit behind you. Because that's really all it's going to take. You, like, for weight loss especially, and every person that's lost weight knows this, I rarely ever work with anyone. I didn't start this way. I know Kathy and I have talked about this on a podcast. We didn't start going, oh my God, this is the one. Like, I'm going to lose all my weight, keep it off forever, and I will start a business. No. I had zero belief that I was going to do it. I had a lot of belief in the idea that I could show up that day. Like, I just had to stay very granular. So the reason why you want to do it when, like, everything in your brain says you're fixing to fail is because of everything you'll learn by failing. A lot of you are like, I won't do it because I'm so afraid of the things I'll think when I fail. It's like, well, okay, so you have your thoughts and feelings. Guess what? Guess who controls all that? Yeah. So you can think about being a failure and how that makes you a bad person, or you can think about failure and what you're supposed to learn so that tomorrow your ass gets back up and does another 24-hour plan. Like, all the other drama about who you are and your possibility and your dreams are dashed and stuff, that's all your shit that you had decided to bring to the table. And you take a bath in it every day. It's like, you've got to stop doing that part. So the big thing is, don't lose out on the learning. A lot of you who will do the vision board today and who will not take one single step forward as of tomorrow, like it'll go in the closet or it'll stay in your trunk for a while or it'll do whatever it is, don't lose out on your learning. That's what happens when you take failure and you make it mean something's wrong with me versus something's wrong with my process. Because that's all that's really happening. And that's that big thought shift that I need a lot of you to start making. Failure, I want you to start defining it as, this is how I learn to fail. A lot of you are like, I want the perfect plan so I don't have to fail anymore. It's like, bullshit. You got to get good at failing. There's not, like, for those of you who will lose your weight, there's the next big goal that's going to come for you. Like, you're going to lose your weight and you're going to be like, now what? Like, I put all this energy and effort here and there's going to be a void. And if you didn't lose your weight believing that failure was good and that attempting things was great and all this other stuff, you're not going to want to take the next step So you're going to need to create a problem in your life to fix again. And guess what we do? We create a new weight loss problem because, oh, well, then I can feel good about losing weight again. And I just seesaw up and down the scale, up and down the scale, doing the same shit over and over again. You have to define it as, this is how I learn to fail and learn from the failure. So you have to start doing that, because what I was saying is that if you, a lot of people, like I actually got this message from, Kathy, did we read this and ask Corinne? I can't remember where this came from. Someone lost weight last year doing shakes and something or other.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The easy way. She lost it the easy way.
She said she lost it the easy way. She did like a shake diet, lost a lot of weight. And then her dad died. And then she needed to eat to get through it, because she didn't learn anything about failing. She white knuckled her way down. And so, and you know, once she had solved her weight problem, the first problem that arose in her life, she needed to create a new problem so she didn't have to deal with that one. So she created the weight problem again. She never really learned how to deal with emotion. And that's the best thing about failure, is it allows you to start understanding, how do I talk to myself when I fail? What are the things I say to myself? What do I make it mean? Have I trained my brain yet to not make this a problem about myself? Have I started training my brain on how to make this a process problem? Like, it is your invitation to do the best work on yourself. Every single problem that you arise, that you come up on, and every time you don't face the problem like the champ you want to be, that's how champions become champions. They blow shots and then they go practice. They don't be like, well, guess I ain't gonna be no NBA now. All right. You never know where your failures are going to take you. I thought this one was like one of the most important things that I read. Like, when I'm so grateful to my past self for allowing my mistakes to take me where I am now. In all realms, in my parenting, in my relationships, in my weight loss, in this business. I mean, good God, y'all. What if we're my 12 years old now in business land? I can't tell you how often I have fucked up. And it is a lot. It's probably more than even in the weight loss. But if I had a judged failure as, this means I'm crap, or I can't continue, or I can't do this, if I didn't have the space to tell myself, I don't have any idea what this is going to teach me and where I can go with this. The last thing I'm going to do, though, is cut myself off at the knees for it. That's when you're determining what failure does. Y'all think errantly that failing is what stops you. And what stops you is what you make failure mean. That's the stop, or that's the push the gas and let's go. And then the last thing, and I actually wrote this, there's a place in our book where I am going to talk about where we talk about quotes and stuff. I think my favorite one for this year, I just read it last night. I was like, I'm going to write this in my journal every day. I'm willing to fail repeatedly for my goals. I read that last night and I almost dead stop cried. I was like, oh my gosh. Like, the other things that I'm wanting to do in my life, like, have I really ever told myself I'm willing to fail repeatedly to get there? And I was with weight loss. And I was with my business. And it's the two things that I have banged out in my life. And there's other things that I have pursued that I've quit on. And I quit on them the moment they got hard. And so it was like, that one right there, obviously, is really important for me. Okay, so now that we've reflected on our past year, I'm going to let everybody share. Now it's time for sharing circle. This is where we actually move into the more fun part of the class. The reason I wanted to start off with that part is because in order to create a vision, you have to be like, man, I'm willing to do it with all this mess I got going on right now. Because nobody is going to like walk out here and be like, oh, my brain's been fixed. like, now I'm going to create a vision board and, like, just bang it out. It's like, no, you're going to leave here and you're going to have a vision board. And that board is going to remind you of every hard moment and every time failure presents itself. This is what I wanted for me. This right here, what is today, December 2nd? I decided was way more important than any donut, the two bites left on the plate, the extra 30 minutes of sleep, the Sunday afternoon Netflix instead of doing my food prep. This right here, I decided it was way more important. So why am I not prioritizing it right now? And that's when you get to be like, so what excuses and justifications am I telling myself now? All right, so somebody give me, what are you most proud of this year? Y'all tell me over here in Facebook, what are you most proud of this year?